The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Meyer Roth, Dayan at Beis Din Meisharim, Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Metzia has been graciously dedicated by Michael and Mindy Ashley in loving memory of Pearl Sarah Bas Nosson Ashley. May the Torah studied be a merit for her neshama.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf is Daf Dalad in Bava Metzia. I would like to begin with a story. Two neighbors shared a driveway. One of the neighbors decided to do some construction in his home to extend his house. You know, when you do an extension, lots of trucks coming, bringing all kinds of stuff back and forth. And many a truck drove into this driveway to bring all kinds of materials and to slap all kinds of heavy stuff. And when the construction was over, there was broken pavement throughout the driveway. The neighbor came to complain that your trucks driving on my driveway, they broke the driveway here and the pavement's all cracked and I would like you to pay for it or to fix it. The neighbor said, I agree that the pavement here is cracked and maybe part of it came because of my trucks, but there was much of the pavement that was already cracked from before and therefore I don't believe it's totally my responsibility. While the other person says, no, the driveway was in perfect condition. There was nothing wrong with this driveway before. It was your trucks that broke up the whole driveway. And the question is now, how much do we hold the one who did construction responsible for? The question here is, seemingly, the one who did the construction is a moide b'miktsas. We know the rule, moide b'miktsas is chayev b'shvua, meaning if someone claims that the other fellow owes him a certain amount of money, and he agrees, the other person agrees on partial of the claim, part of the claim, then the halacha is, he has to make a shvur, he has to swear that the other part of the claim is not correct. And so seemingly over here, since part of the pavement he agrees was broken because of him, while the other part of the pavement he denies is because of him, he would have to make a shvur, he would have to swear that he does not owe the person the rest of the money. But, as we see from our Gemara on Daf Dalad Amud Beis, this is not so simple. The Gemara Daf Dalad Amud Beis says that we do not make a shvua smoide b'miktsas, a shvua min ha-toyre on karkoyes. If the claim is karka, if the claim is property, we do not make a shvua on karka. Meaning, if somebody says, you know, these two fields are mine, while the other person agrees that one field is his, but the other field he denies and he says it's mine, the halacha is that if, even though he's a moide b'miktsas, he agrees that part of the claim is correct, still the halacha is you do not make a shvua because there's a miut. The Torah was memayit and says that the shvua of moide b'miktsas does not apply to kakois. Seemingly then, since here, the fight is over something that's karkois, what are we fighting about? The pavement on the karka, on the road, on the driveway. So the halacha is that since it's karkoyes, since we're dealing with a piece of karka, we're trying to figure out how much of the karka was damaged. So seemingly this would be the halacha of moide b'miktsas in karkoyes. It's a partial admission on responsibility to pay for a karka that was ruined. And the halacha is that by karka, moide b'miktsas is not chayev b'shvuah. But this halacha is not so simple. Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Tzadik Vav, somebody made a claim against his friend that he made two pits, two holes. He dug two pits in his field. While his friend denies that, he says, it isn't the case. I only made one pit. So, says the Shulchan Aruch, that he's a moide b'miktsas b'karkois. He's admitting that he damaged part of a claim in karkois, because he admits that one pit was dug by him. And he denies that a second pit was dug by him. So he's a moide b'miktsas, but since it's karkois, the halacha is that moide b'miktsas is not responsible to swear on the other pit, since it's karkois. But the Ramah brings from the Ravid that he disagrees with this halacha. And he says, it depends. If the claim is, pay me for the pits that you damaged, pay me that you ruined my field, and now it has two pits, and that is damage, and it needs to be repaired, so I want you to pay me for the repairs, then the halacha is, it is not considered a moide b'miktsas in karkoyes. The reason being, since I'm not asking you to repair the karkoyes, I'm asking you, pay me the damages. So the question is, how much money do you owe me? Do you owe me the money for two pits? Or they owe me the money for one? That's only a question of money. So it makes no difference where the responsibility emanated from, whether it's from karka or it was not from karka. Since the question is how much money you owe me, then the halacha is that that's not considered a moide b'miktsas in karka, but a moide b'miktsas in money. And therefore, you're going to have to make a shvuah. But says the Rav, if he says, doesn't ask for the money, he asks the other fellow to repair the two pits and bring sand to actually repair it, then he says, that's a moide b'miktsas in karkoyes, because what I'm asking from you is, fill up two pits. And you're saying, I only have the responsibility to fill up one pit. Then the question is, how much karka is my responsibility? Then the halacha is, that's considered a moide b'miktsas in karkoyes, and therefore, the halacha is that you do not have to make a shvuas moide b'miktsas. Now the Shach over there says that even though the Mechaber, which is the Rambam, seemingly argues on the Ravid, he says no, the Rambam really agrees to the Ravid, and says even the Rambam is only talking about when he asks him to repair the karka, to repair the field. But if he were to say, give me the money, and I'll repair it, then the halacha is, it would be considered a moide b'miktsas, because the admission is in money, and not in karka, and there would be a chiyuv shvuah moide b'miktsas. But, most achroinim argue with the Shach, and they say no. That the Rambam argues with the Ravid, and he holds that if the claim emanates from karka, even though he's asking only for money, the halacha is there is no shvuas moide b'miktsas. And the reason being is, even if I ask for money, but since the money is just there to repair the karka, really I'm asking from you is to repair the karka. Just instead of you actually doing the work, I'm taking the money to be able to repair the karka. But the question is, How much karka do you have to repair? How much of the karka is your responsibility? And therefore, it's a shvua of moide b'miktas b'karka. And the halacha is, you do not have to make such a shvua, even if I'm asking for money. And now, if we return to our case, we will see if our din, our story, is a moide b'miktas in karka or not. Seemingly, according to the Rambam, if we go with the other Achronim, our case is a shvua of moide b'miktas with karka. Since the whole story emanates from how much responsibility I have to repair this driveway, that's the question at hand. How much damage in the driveway is my responsibility to repair? Since it emanates from karka, the halacha would be that it's considered a moide b'miktas in karka. But according to the Rive, if I were to ask for money and I would repair it, then the halacha would be that it should yet be a chiyuv shvua of moide b'miktas. Since all I'm asking is for money to repair it, so the question is how much monetary responsibility you have and how much is my responsibility. So then, it's a moide b'miktas in money and not in kak. So seemingly, this question would be totally in the machloikis of the Rambam and the Ravid, and it would depend what he's asking the other fellow to do. If he were to ask him to give money, then there would be a chiyuv shvua moide b'miktas according to the Ravid. If he would tell him just to repair it, then the halacha would to be that it's a not a moide b'miktas money, but a moide b'miktas in karka, even according to the Ravid, and he would not have to make a shvuas moide b'miktas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.